A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Many of the disciples of Jesus who were listening said, "This saying is hard. Who can accept it?" Since Jesus knew that his disciples were murmuring about this, he said to them, "Does this shock you? What if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life, while the flesh is of no avail. The words I have spoken to you are Spirit and life, but there are some of you who do not believe." Jesus knew from the beginning the ones who would not believe and the one who would betray him. And he said, "For this reason I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted him by my Father." As a result of this, many of his disciples returned to their former way of life and no longer walked with him. Jesus then said to the 12, "Do you also want to leave?" Simon Peter answered him, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God." The Gospel of the Lord. This passage here is the end of the Bread of Life discourse from the Gospel of John. Jesus has gone through this long explanation, repeating himself, "I am the bread of life. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood will have life. If you don't, you have no life within you." And this is sort of a sad ending, because we see many of Jesus' followers walking away. The saying is too hard. Who can accept it? And they left. But it's not all sad, because after all, we do hear of another response. The response of Peter. A response which sometimes gets interpreted as a sort of understanding, a full understanding. After all, Peter does say, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and are convinced that you are the Holy One of God." And yes, we could look at that and say, Peter understood everything, and this obviously shows that Peter understood everything. But I'd like to believe that Peter's response is not one of sure faith and confidence and perfect faith, but maybe one of timidity, maybe one of less than perfect certainty. "Master, to whom shall we go?" It's as if he's asking, "Well, I don't know where we would go, even if we were to leave." Perhaps Peter and the other close, the 11, were not 100% sure at this point. But, as Peter points out, they do believe that Jesus has the words of eternal life. And maybe this was enough to hang in there. Perhaps they weren't quite sure what was coming. Perhaps they weren't sure what to do with these odd sayings of Jesus about eating his flesh and drinking his blood. But they were sure that he did have those words of eternal life. And as we know, they're rewarded in their hanging in there, because they do come to learn what Jesus meant. They do experience firsthand this giving of the bread of life, this taking and eating, and the salvation which lies therein. And so it is for us today as well. There are often times in my own life where I don't quite fully understand what God is doing in my life, what God has revealed to me. Yet I do trust and I do believe that in Jesus Christ are the words of life. And there are some days where that's all that I have to hang on to. But if I do, I trust that I will be rewarded. I trust that this small amount of faith, regardless of how small it is, will lead to something great. Jesus, you have the words of eternal life. Where else could I possibly go?